obviously, you've been playing in pain for some time.
Yeah, a couple weeks now. This has been getting worse and worse steadily. But just now, every time I sit down, I've had shooting pains all the way down back of my leg, to back of my knee and my calf and everything like that. So went in and get an MRI just to make sure everything was okay, and they showed a stress reaction and some problems in my hip and things like that and groin. So, unfortunately, it's not like a tendonitis that I've played through where it's not going to get any worse. This is something that could result in tearing your groin or doing something severe that now you're talking about, a surgery over the summer, having to sit out half the summer and stuff like that, and being hampered for next year. And so at this point, the doctors told me that I should not be playing, and I have to listen to that opinion.
Is it rest that you need?
Yeah, it's just rest. No, really nothing special other than that. And it's unfortunate because I wanted to finish the season out strong, and I was happy going through any means necessary to find a way to play these last eight games like I've been doing. But when I heard that they said absolutely not because there's risk of severe injury, then I have to at some point be smart.
How disappointing is it for you?
It's very disappointing just because of my competitiveness and not wanting to let my teammates down. Already being shorthanded with Steph out and Andrew out, these guys rely on me a lot, and I consider myself the leader of this team, and I think they consider me the leader as well. So to go out there and have to cheer from the bench now rather than be on the court supporting the guys is going to be tough.
Now, with everything you've done this year, do you think that this, up until today, obviously, but do you think it's your best year as a pro?
I think I've made a lot of advances in my game. I was never a guy, even in New York, the year I was an All-Star, I was never a guy that you could throw the ball to on the block and I could make a play and score consistently. And it was, when I was scoring in New York, a lot of times it was off the pick and roll and off the fact that centers were guarding me and I was going by guys and getting layups and easy buckets. Now, playing my true position at the four, this is the first year where I've been able to, unless teams are double teaming, I feel like I can score on anybody that's guarding me consistently one-on-one, and that's going to be huge for us next year, because we need a low post threat, and I think with Andrew and I working together, I think it's going to be tough to stop.
And an example of playing, say, a guy like Blake Griffin earlier this year, you've made some strides on the other end of the floor too.
No question. That's something I need to continue to get better at. That's no secret. But that's something that's tough to guard in this league. Power forwards, you look at the best power forwards in the league. The Kevin Loves, the Blake Griffins, the Marcus Aldridge, Zach Randolph, Carlos Boozer, you fill in the blank, Amari Stoudemire. I don't think you'd say any of those guys that their strength is on the defensive end. It's something that's going to continue to be a process for all of us because guys on the block in this league are really good and they're tough to guard. And we just need to continue to improve our team defense, and I need to keep getting better individually next year at that.
Looking forward to next year?
Absolutely. I think we got a chance to be very good, like Jerry West was talking about. I don't think it's a deal where you're saying 3 years down the line. I think next year, it's going to be based on the health of Steph and Andrew, but if those guys are healthy, I think that we got a chance to be a very, very competitive team and a team that it would be a huge disappointment if we didn't make the playoffs.
Thanks for your time and best of luck.
Thank you.